FM 90.3 WJTL, Salvador's Got a Forever Switchfoot, Learning to Breathe Before That. Hey, good morning to you at 719.
Good morning. This is Intern Quinn here with your forecast. Today, we're looking at partly sunny skies, high of 80. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 57. And tomorrow for your winning Wednesday, sunny, high of 82. Right now, it is 64 degrees.
Our friends Callie and Danette are hanging out with us. They are from Family of Restoration Ministries. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you for bringing a ray of sunshine into the studio this morning. We needed that. Callie, tell us about Family of Restoration Ministries, if you would.
Yes, Family of Restoration Ministries, we are now in North Lititz. You may know us still as our relationship as House of His Creation Maternity Housing. The mission of Family of Restoration Ministries is to restore, teach, and equip individuals and families through Christ-centered programs. And we are continuing to do that through our maternity housing. We have officially reopened. We've served three women already in the last 6 months. We have someone living with us now. That is where our family serves, directors and volunteer house parents. But there is a lot more going on at our campus. We are continuing to do our parenting journey classes, and there's a set coming up in the fall in Ephrata. We're building some relationships with other places to hold those classes. We're also doing some family building events. We had a daddy-daughter date night, a birth mom breakfast to honor women who have chosen an adoption plan anytime in their lives. We've really set our sights on being an educational piece about adoption, helping dispel the myths of infant adoption versus foster care, which is a very different experience for families.
Sure. And what are some of the organizations you're working with and partnering with in the community?
We are partnering with quite a lot. We're being very intentional about offering our over 40 years experience and translating it into ways that are meaningful to help others who are doing live-in and mentoring programming, such as we had a training in July about trauma-informed care, brought together some great presenters. We had people there from Mary's Shelter in Reading. She's somebody's daughter in Harrisburg, the North Star Initiative team that's starting up in Lititz, as well as several other new startup programs in maternity housing and some existing programs working with women in different capacities.
That's awesome. If people want more information about what you guys are doing or want to get involved, they could visit you online?
Yes. It is a little bit long, but it's www.familyofrestorationministries.org. We're going to make you memorize that. It's family of men. I can't even say it now.
Yeah. But I remember form. For some reason, when I see form, then I can remember Family of Restoration Ministries. So that's a good way to remind people. Familyofrestorationministries.org. Danette Shelley with us. She's the board president of Family of Restoration Ministries. Danette, you have an event coming up. Tell
us
about that.
Yes, we do. On Friday night, October 6th, we are going to have a dinner theater at Ephrata Community Church. And Kavod Academy is going to be performing their Almost Home performance. I'm not sure. It's a drama of some sort, but it really reflects coming home. And we all need to have that coming home, whether it be to family or to Christ.
That's awesome. And that's coming up on October 6th.
Exactly.
Do people need to sign up ahead of time for that?
There will be registration required. It is a free event. However, we do require registration, and the caterer is going to be absolutely wonderful. It's Upahar from Lancaster. They employ refugees. So once again, we're reaching into the community and collaborating with the community to make our community better.
That's awesome. Coming up, Family of Restoration Ministries is having a dinner theater October the 6th. It's happening at Ephrata Community Church. Kavod is presenting Almost Home. Upahar is going to be there as well, providing the catering. If you want to get more information, and can they register as well online?
Mm-hmm. The registration's not quite up. Invitations are going to be out soon, so that should be up in a week or two.
Okay, so just go to familyofrestorationministries.org. You can get all the information, and information will be coming to you very soon. Mm-hmm. Guys, thank you. We'll talk more with the ladies coming up in just a bit. Right now, Seventh Time Down, taking us back to the music. This is the song Only King Forever, FM 90.3.